سورة الحديد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح لله ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. Whatever is in the heavens and the earth is glorifying Allah, and He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. His is the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. It is He who gives life and causes death, and He is able to do all things. He is the first and the last, the obvious and the hidden, and He is the All-Knower of everything. He it is who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then rose over the throne. He knows what goes into the earth and what comes forth from it, and what descends from the heaven and what ascends thereto. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. And He is with you wheresoever you may be. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. And Allah is watching whatever you do. The Prophet ﷺ once said a beautiful dua, and he said, Allahumma antal awwalu falaysa qablaka shay. O Allah, you are the first, there was none before you. Wa antal akhiru, and you are the last, falaysa ba'daka shay, there will be none after you. Wa antal zahiru falaysa fawqaka shay, and you are the obvious, and there is nothing above you. Wa antal batinu falaysa dunaka shay, and you are the hidden, and there is nothing besides you. See, in the Quran, again and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterates this, فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. Wheresoever you turn, whether you're in the darknesses of the well, whether you're in the darkness of the ocean, whether you're in the darkness of a stormy night, or in space, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you and encompassing your each and every action. His is the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ. And to Allah return all the matters for decision. To us, to modern man, it seems as if we're in control of what's happening around us. And we're the great creation that's managed to reach this millennium. Allah says to Allah return all matters for decision. He merges night into day and merges day into night. And He has full knowledge of the secrets of the hearts. آمنوا بالله ورسوله وأنفقوا مما جعلكم مستخلفين فيه. Now if you look at the verses up till verse number 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different aspects is inviting us to reflect upon His all-encompassing nature, His all-encompassing knowledge. What then should our response be? That after reading these verses, after hearing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's oneness and supreme power, what should we say? Aminu billahi, believe in Allah. How do we believe in Allah? Just by saying La ilaha illallah? No, we believe in Allah by proving that iman. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allahu thumma istaqamu. Indeed, those who say our Lord is Allah, then they stand firm. It's not just talk. It's not just glib speeches that they give. Thumma istaqamu. Then they stand firm. How do we stand firm? By obeying Allah above all, by fearing Allah above all, and by loving Allah above all. Aminu billahi. Towards the end of the Quran, it's as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to exhort us to come to Him. Don't you see the urgency? Time is short. We don't know when our death can come. So Allah says, Aminu billahi. Don't wait for anyone. Don't delay your ibadah. Don't wait till the day comes when you get up and then you're ready for Allah. Aminu billahi. Believe in Him now before it's too late. Wa rasulihi and His messenger. In other words, iman in Allah simply is not enough. We need iman in the sunnah as well. We need to follow the sunnah as well. Wa anfiqu. And now we come to the crux of the matter. Spend, share with people. Mimma ja'alakum mustakhlifina fi. Of that whereof He has made you trustees. What has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entrusted to us? Our wealth, our knowledge, our children, our properties, our time, our talents, our energies. Every blessing we have been given by Allah, whether tangible or intangible, Allah says the proof of your iman is that you are spending of all these blessings on Allah's creation for Allah's sake. I think it was Hasan Basri who once said, iman without infaq is nifaq. Iman without spending is hypocrisy. Because it's easy just to talk and say, oh, I love Allah and Allah knows how much I care for Him. But when it comes to giving, whether your knowledge, whether your time, whether your energies, That's where we fall back. Why should we spend? Those of you who believe and spend, theirs will be an awesome reward. وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ See, Allah asks us, what's wrong? What's the matter? Why don't you believe in Allah? Why aren't you obeying Allah? Why aren't you doing something for Allah? Well, the messenger invites you to believe in your Lord. We Muslims who have the Prophet ﷺ Sunnah amongst us, we Muslims who have the Quran with us, what excuse do we have for turning back? And Allah has taken your covenant. In kuntum mu'mineen, if you are true believers. What covenant is this? There's the fact which we all made when Allah asked all the spirits, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Lord? And we all affirmed, Bala, indeed. And then we have the fact that we all have taken, La ilaha illallah. Allah reminds us that your covenant has been taken if you are believers. Now what does society teach us? That simply being born Muslim is not enough. That if I say, oh, I've said La ilaha illallah, so that means I'll enter Jannah. Because if that were the case, Allah would not have said that He has taken your covenant if you are believers. Once we have taken the covenant, we need to prove it. It is Allah who sends down clear signs to His slave that He may bring you out from darknesses into light. And indeed Allah is to you full of kindness, most merciful. وَمَا لَكُمْ And what is wrong? What is the matter with you? That you do not spend in the cause of Allah. That you do not spend in the deen of Allah. Whether your knowledge, whether your time, whether your talents, your energies. Why do you hold back from serving Islam in whatever way you can? وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ And to Allah belongs the heritage of the heavens and the earth. In other words, Allah doesn't need our money. He doesn't need our knowledge or our time or our talents. This is something we are doing for ourselves. Not equal among you are those who spent and fought before the conquering of Makkah with those among you who did so later. Such are higher in degree than those who spent and fought afterwards. وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى But to all, Allah has promised the best reward. Now we can decide whether we wish to be amongst the sabiqoon. See, we find that those companions who spent and who gave at a time when none was giving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala values their sacrifices more. Although there is a reward for all. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ And Allah is fully acquainted with whatever you do. Who is he that will lend to Allah a beautiful loan? Which amongst us will read this ayat and respond the way Abu Dahda did? When Abu Dahda heard this ayat, he ran to the Prophet ﷺ and asked incredulously, Does Allah wish for a loan from us? And the Prophet ﷺ told him, Yes, so he may reward you with Jannah. And Abu Dahda said, In that case, I give the better of my two gardens as a loan to Allah. And the Prophet ﷺ rejoiced. And Abu Dahda ran home. And he ran home and he called out to his wife. He didn't even enter the garden. And she also said, O Abu Dahda, what a wonderful thing you have done. What a good bargain you have made. And the Prophet ﷺ said, How many fragrant date palms and spacious mansions eagerly await Abu Dahda in paradise. Is that our response when we read this ayat? Or we shed a tear and think, Oh, how wonderful Abu Dahda was and go home and forget about it. Who is he? Allah is asking us, Is there any amongst us here today that will give to Allah a beautiful loan? Ardan hasana, a beautiful loan. Then Allah will increase it, manifold to His credit, and He shall have a beautiful reward. When will this reward come? يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ On the day, you shall see the believing men and the believing women. Their light streaming before them and by their right hands. Good news for you this day. Gardens under which rivers flow, to dwell therein forever. That is the amazing success. What noor is this? What light is this? This is the noor of their deeds. We find that there will be people with different quantities of noor. Some will have noor which will shine from Makkah to Yemen, that much distance. Everyone will have noor proportionate to what they did, proportionate to their eagerness to obey Allah. Proportionate to their speed or their urgency with which they followed Allah's commands. And we can all think about ourselves. When we hear any of Allah's commands, what is our instant response? Yes, I want to do that now? Or is it that, well, let me think about it? Because then our noor will be accordingly less or greater. we find that there will be one mu'min whose light does not even extend beyond his feet. Glad tidings for you this day, gardens underneath which rivers flow. Truly this is the amazing success. يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أُنْظُرُونَا نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ. On the day when the male and female hypocrites will say to the believers, wait for us, let us get something from your light. Now this is very frightening that Allah has mentioned the hypocrites here. Not the disbelievers, not the non-Muslims, the hypocrites. Who are these hypocrites? People who lived 1400 years ago? No, they are present amidst us as well. All of us whose iman is weak, that when we want to obey Allah, but we're more frightened of people. So we end up obeying Allah some of the time, and most of the time we end up disobeying Allah. Then what will their fate be? People who are always compromising on their deen. For people's sake, they will say to the believers, wait for us. Let us get something from your light. It will be said, go back to your rear. فَلْتَمِسُوا نُورًا. Seek a light for yourself. If you didn't bother to develop that light of yours in the world, don't come begging for this light in the hereafter. So a wall will be put up between them, with a gate therein. Inside it will be mercy. وَزَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ. And outside it will be torment. Now just imagine that you see your loved ones, your friends, your family, and they've all got light streaming before them. And we have nothing, we've hardly any light. So we beg them, we beg our mother, and we beg our best friend, please give me some of your light. And they'll say, we can't. And suddenly a wall comes up. A wall comes up between us and our loved ones. Can we even imagine that humiliation, that agony, that fear that, oh no, they've made it, and I've been destroyed. Yunadunahum, they will call out to them. Alam nakum ma'akum, weren't we with you? We attended the same Quran classes. We studied the Quran together. We read prayers together. What happened then? How come you've made it and I have not? Qalu bala. The believers will say yes. Walakinnakum fatantum anfusakum. Don't blame anyone else. You led yourselves into temptations. You waited. You doubted. And false hopes deluded you. حَتَّى جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ. Until the command of Allah came. وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. And the great deceiver deceived you about Allah. With these words, what did these hypocrites do? They let themselves into temptations. The Quran was interesting, but the world was more appealing. The Quran and the Sunnah was something that appealed to them, but the worldly sins were more appealing, more alluring. وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ. And you waited lots of time to obey, lots of time to go for Hajj, lots of time to turn to Allah fully. تَرَبَّصْتُمْ. You waited for your children to grow up and your careers to be complete and your jobs to prosper and your business to succeed and your children to grow up and for their problems to be over. تَرَبَّصْتُمْ. You waited. And what happened? وَارْتَبْتُمْ. You doubted. How can I do hijab? How can I start praying all my prayers? People won't want to meet me anymore. How can I start obeying Allah completely? I'm so young. وَرْتَبْتُمْ. You doubted. If I give up interest, my business will suffer. If I give up interest, my livelihood will suffer. No, I can't do this as yet. وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِيُّ. And false hopes deluded you. Allah knows that I want to turn to Him. Allah knows that I love Him. Allah knows that one day I will serve His deen. One day I will do everything. حَتَّى جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ. And thus you squandered that precious life completely. Childhood, youth, adolescence, maturity, all gone. Relying upon false hopes like straws. وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. The summary. What happened to you people? The great deceiver deceived you about Allah. How does shaitan deceive us about Allah? Allah won't ask you about something like this. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Come on, have some fun first. You're too young for all this. غَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. And then, فَالْيَوْمَ لَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْكُمْ فِدْيَةً. No ransom will be taken from you this day. Too late. You didn't turn to Allah in the world? Well, you can't turn to Him now. وَلَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. nor those who disbelieved. Ma'wakum an-nar, your destination is the hellfire. A hypocrite, one who believed in Allah, one who read Salat, one who gave Zakat, ma'wakum an-nar, your destination is hell. Why? Because you compromised and you apologized and you gave up your deen. You gave up your deen for the dunya? So fine. Hiya maulakum. The fire is your friend then. Just as in the world you sought satanic friends, then you can have satanic friends over there as well. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. And what an evil destination. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Has not yet the time come for the hearts of those who believe to melt before the remembrance of Allah? Now Allah is saying, Allazina amanu. Now we all have iman, don't we? We've all said, La ilaha illallah. But Allah is asking us a question. Is that all it's going to be about? That you've said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and you've done the bare minimum? You don't want those spiritual heights? You don't want to be amongst the sabiqun? Has still not the time come for the hearts of those who believe to melt before the remembrance of Allah? Tafsha, to bow down, to tremble before the remembrance of Allah. And then they should not be like those who receive the book before them. And so the term was prolonged for them. فَقَسَّتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts became hardened. What did the Prophet ﷺ tell us? They don't have a lot of speech in which you're not remembering Allah. Because a lot of speech in which Allah has not been mentioned is a sign of the hardness of hearts. وَإِنَّ أَبْعَدَ النَّاسِ مِنَ اللَّهِ الْقَلْبُ الْقَاسِي. The one whose heart is hard, he is the furthest away from Allah. Allah is asking us a question here. Are you still not ready to obey me? You're still not ready to cry before me? You're still not ready to get up and read that tahajjud? Why? What's holding you back? We find that Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak radiallahu anhu, one of the greatest scholars known to Islam, that he was a born Muslim but he did not practice Islam. And he used to go to gatherings where alcohol was served and music was played and, you know, just he was a sinner. And one night he had a dream in which he saw a bird and the bird was reciting this ayat. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَمْ تَخْشَى قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. When he woke up, he opened his eyes and said, yes, the time has come. And he started acting upon Islam. And he started studying Islam and conveying Islam to all those around him. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Still we're not ready? What is holding us back? يَعْلَمُوا. Know that Allah brings the dead earth to life. You think your heart is so hardened that it can have no effect on you? No, no, it's too late now. Too much water has passed under the bridge. I'm a gone case. Allah says, no. Know that Allah can bring the dead earth to life after its death. We have made clear the signs to you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. In order that you use your brains. It's never too late to turn to Allah. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Say, O my slaves, those who have wronged themselves, never despair of the mercy of Allah. Whether you're 80 or you're 20, the time to turn to Allah is now, before it's too late. Indeed, those who give sadaqat, men and women, and they give to Allah a beautiful loan, it shall be increased manifold, and there shall be a beautiful reward. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. And those who believe in Allah and His messengers, they are the siddiqun, they are the foremost, and the martyrs with their Lord. لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ وَنُورُهُمْ. They shall have their reward in their light. See how Allah encourages us to turn towards Him, to race towards Him, to be of the sabiqun. Allah says those who made it amongst the siddiqeen, amongst the shuhada, the martyrs, they shall have their reward and their light with their Lord. But those who disbelieve and deny our signs, such are the dwellers of the blazing fire. Now there are different forms of denial. There's a form of verbal denial where you say, no, I don't believe in this and I can't do this. And there's a form of physical denial where we might not be saying anything, but we're not obeying Allah. اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَحْوٌ وَزِينَا وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. Know that the life of this world is nothing but play and amusement, pomp and mutual boasting amongst you, and rivalry in respect of wealth and children. It's just a mad rat race. It is of the likeness of vegetation after rain. Thereof the growth is pleasing to the tiller. Afterwards it dries up and you see it turning yellow. Then it becomes straw. The paths of glory lead but to the grave. No matter how rich you are, no matter how sophisticated, how educated, how enlightened, how intelligent you might be, how glamorous you might be, we're all going back to that grave. And none goes with us there. وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان. But in the hereafter, there is a severe torment for the disbelievers and forgiveness from Allah and His pleasure. فريق في الجنة وفريق في السعير. One group in Jannah and one group in hellfire. Are we thinking about that? Have we made our choice that this is the people I want to be amongst, that I want to go to Jannah? Or are we just relying upon Allah's mercy and saying, oh well, Allah will save us? وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Wake up people, the life of this world is nothing but deception, nothing but deceiving enjoyment. Something that you get so involved in that you forget the hereafter. Women who say, oh, our children don't let us pray. Women who say, oh, I'd love to read the Quran, but what can I do? I'm so busy in the home all day long. I don't have time. مَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Don't squander this precious life just on the superficial things of this life. I was reading in an article yesterday about the millennium, and the author had said, you know, people are speculating that when this earth will end. And one thing should be of comfort to us, that even if we are annihilated, no other century or no other culture has ever been annihilated in such comfort and luxury. مَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. But calmly we're speaking of our destruction and saying, well, even if we're destroyed, at least we are the most luxurious, we are the most comfortable of all those before us. Do we realize how close the Day of Judgment actually is? That out of all the signs about the end of time, most of them have come true. Amongst the signs already apparent are that women greatly outnumber men, that there are many women who no longer give birth to children, that everyone is concerned with working, so that not only the men but also the women go out to work, that family ties are neglected, there is an abundance of food, much of which has no blessing, that time is short. There are many people who bear false witness, that the truthful are disbelieved and the liars are believed, that the strong devour the weak, that few are wise and many are ignorant, that the leader of a people is the worst of them, that there is much fighting and killing of people, that the ones who do the killing do not know who is being killed, and the ones who are killed do not know why they have been killed, that there are people who behave like animals, that there are women who wear their clothes like a second skin, so that they appear naked even though they are clothed, that many men drink alcohol, that adultery is common, that men lie with men and women with women, that men wear silk, that female singers and musical instruments are popular, that interest is so widespread that even those who are not directly involved in it are affected by it, that there are few people who are trustworthy in their business, that people distrust those who are honest and trust those who are dishonest, that there are people who attempt to change the balance of nature and who interfere with and interrupt the basic cycles of existence, that earthquakes and other natural disasters increase in frequency and intensity, that people believe in the stars rather than trusting in God, that many of the Muslims become extremely wealthy, that the Muslims are numerous but powerless because of their love of this world and their fear of death, and they are unable to stop the nations of the world from invading and plundering them. And our Day of Judgment starts when we die. What then are we waiting for? Allah tells us, مَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. The life of this world is nothing but deceiving enjoyment. Don't let it delude you. سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها كعرض السماء والأرض. What are you waiting for, people? Race with one another in hastening towards forgiveness from your Lord. We like to put off asking forgiveness from Allah till our old age. When we've got nothing more interesting to do, then we'll turn to Allah and we'll go for Hajj and we'll do Hijab. Race with one another to forgiveness from your Lord. And to a paradise, the width whereof is as the width of the heaven and the earth. What do we disobey Allah for? For this dunya. For our friends, for our society. Allah says, don't you see that there's something much better awaiting you? prepared for those who believe in Allah and His messengers. That is the grace of Allah, which He bestows on whom He wills. And Allah is the owner of great bounty. No calamity befalls on the earth or in yourselves, but it is inscribed in the book of decrees before we bring it into existence. Indeed, that is easy for Allah, in order that you may not grieve at the things that you fail to get, nor rejoice over that which has been given to you. Sometimes poverty or misfortunes keep us from obeying Allah. I prayed so much and Allah didn't answer my prayer, so I'm not going to pray anymore. Allah says, know that whatever problems you're getting have already been destined for you. Both wealth and poverty are a test from Allah. And Allah does not like the proud boasters, those who are misers and enjoin upon people miserliness. Misers with their time, with their knowledge, with their energies, with their talents, selfishness. And whoever turns away, then Allah is rich, worthy of all praise. He doesn't need our ibadat, and He certainly doesn't need our sadaqah. Indeed, we have sent our messengers with clear proofs and revealed with them the scripture and the balance that mankind may maintain justice. And we brought forth iron, wherein is mighty power, as well as many benefits for mankind, that Allah may test who it is that will help Him and His messengers in the unseen. إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Indeed, Allah is all-strong, almighty. And indeed, we sent Nuh and Ibrahim and placed in their offspring prophethood and scripture. And among them there are some who are guided, but many of them are disobedient to Allah. Then we sent after them our messengers, and we sent Isa, son of Maryam, and we gave him the Injil. And we ordained in the hearts of those who followed him compassion and mercy. But monasticism, which they invented for themselves, we did not prescribe for them, but they sought it only to please Allah therewith. But they did not fulfill its right. So we gave those among them who believed their reward, but many of them are disobedient to Allah. Here Allah mentions monasticism, and if you study the history of monks, you find the sick perversions that were rampant amongst them. And you find this in a book called Name of the Rose. And he recites the sick practices that these monks used to do. And the reason for that was because they tried to impose hardships upon themselves. We look at the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and we find amazing balance. As the Prophet himself said, that I am married and I sleep with my wife, and I fast and I open the fast, and I eat as well, and I do qiyam at night, but I sleep as well. And that is my sunnah. So that's why Allah is telling us that when you seek Allah, you don't have to go beyond the sunnah. Follow the sunnah, and that's the best way. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu. O you who believe, be conscious of Allah and believe in His messenger. He will give you a double portion of His mercy, and He will grant you a light by which you shall walk straight. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. And He will forgive you. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ. And Allah is forgiving, most merciful. Who is He forgiving and merciful for? For one who turns to Him, for one who seeks His forgiveness, not one who goes on sinning and says complacently at the end, Allah will forgive me. So that the people of the book may know that they have no power whatsoever over the grace of Allah. وَأَنَّ الْفَضْلَ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ. And that grace is entirely in Allah's hand. يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He gives it to whom He wills. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. And Allah is the owner of great bounty. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.